faith is about change. Matthew, chapter 17, verses 1-8. Let us turn to a book of Matthew, chapter 17, verses 1-8. After 6 days Jesus took with him Peter, James and John the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Just then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah, talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, a bright cloud enveloped them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my Son, whom I love, with him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground, terrified. But Jesus came and touched them. "Get up," he said. "Don't be afraid." When they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus. 4 murderers who were waiting to be killed were given a special consideration and they were freed. They were prisoners serving a life sentence. Out of these 4, one was the murderer of his own father. The other one murdered his own friend. The other one murdered his own girlfriend. And the other one murdered a security guard, to get money for a living. Out of these murderers, there was a murderer named Jinny Kim. This murderer shot his father by an air rifle, through his dead body in Han River. He committed a crime, which would not be washed away. He committed a patricide, and abandoned a dead body. Because of such heavy crimes he committed, he was living his life every way waiting to be killed by law. He had a death penalty. Due to frequent violence by his own father, he ended up dropping out of middle school and he was raised up in youth detention center. He then began to go off the track. One day when he was young, he saw his father beating his mother. When he saw such violence done on his mother, he lost his control and ended up murdering his father. In a jail, he lived his life in resentment and blame. And one day, a church pastor came and preached him about the gospel. He accepted Christ as his Lord and his Savior. In a jail, he had worship services and read the Bible. He experienced grace and completely changed to a new person. After that, in a jail, he turned out to be a jail evangelist that told other prisoners about the gospel. He told the gospel to 600 other prisoners. After he was given a death penalty, he even signed to donate his eyes and kidney. For 10 years, his mother used to give him money whenever she came to see him in prison and he saved this. He requested 1 million ones to be passed on to young boys and girls that do not have parents. And he heard the news that his penalty got reduced and his death penalty will be waived. That was after 10 years of staying in prison. He still lives in prison as a prisoner, but he is committed in saving the other prisoners who are in similar situation. He now is an evangelist that tells others about Jesus in prison. Where did this kind of power of change come from that allowed a murderer to turn out to be a preacher and an evangelist? Power did not come from a jail, not from ethical and moral values, but it was power of Christ. It was change that the gospel of Christ brought to him. That is right. Faith is about change. Faith cannot be made up and cannot be decorated. It does not happen with our effort and decision. After we try to make some commitments, after some time, we go back to our own lives. That is what we are like in fact. How many times, in the past, have we made a decision that we will live by faith? But after a week, we see that we have not conquered our circumstances and worldly temptations. We see that we have not had victory against our sins and ourselves. We have drifted away and we cannot deny about this fact in reality. Disciples of Jesus were like that. They told Jesus that they love him. They said that many times. They repeated it. When the Lord stood at the court of Pilate, they all abandoned Jesus and left from him. They fled away from him. Disciples were weak like this. But on the day of Pentecost, After they got changed through the Holy Spirit, they became bold witnesses of Christ, that do not fear the death even. Faith is really about change. The passage that we are looking at this morning tells us about the changes the Lord showed to us. Disciples looked at the Lord and out of a sudden, face of the Lord shone brightly and they saw the clothes of Jesus getting whiter and whiter. And the voice of the Lord was heard. You listen to my voice. From then on, all the things that they were worried and concerned about under the mountain got disappeared, and in the hearts of disciples, joy and peace overflowed. They confessed that there is nothing that they can see other than Jesus only. This is what a change is about. Right now, things of the secular world are covering our eyes of faith. We need to be able to see the Lord, but only the world can be seen. Rather than having the aroma of the Lord, we can only see the smelly human beings. We need to be able to open the spiritual eyes that would allow us to see the Lord. As some covering got peeled off from Saul's eyes and he was able to see again, now our physical eyes that see the physical desires need to change to be eyes that allow us to see spiritual things. Our word today shows us well about how we should change. Through the changes that disciples experienced, it shows us well about how we should be changed. The Lord is a model of changes. Let us read verse 2. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Disciples saw two things that changed in the Lord. It was showing us the principal areas that Christians need to change in. Number 1, they saw the face of Jesus shining like a sun. Face is a mirror of the heart. When God created human beings, God made human beings this way. We are able to know the hearts of people by looking at their faces. Light shining from face means there were joy and peace in the heart already. If there is joy in a heart, the face gets brighter. After Moses met God at Mount Sinai, light shone from his face. The light was really bright that people had to cover their faces with towels. It was because after meeting God, the heart was filled with overwhelming joy and glory. These shone through the face. Stephen was like that, too. When he was stoned by people, in that situation, his face shone like an angel. How did it happen? How did his face shine like an angel's in that situation? It was because he experienced the grace of God. When he saw the Lord that stood on the right throne, he was able to forgive others about everything, and it was said that his face was like a face of an angel. Saying that the face of Jesus was like a sun indicates that there was an internal change that took place. It was showing peace, true rest and joy that were in the heart of the Lord. In contrast, if there is something to worry about or if there is anger, face tone also turns out to be darker. Have a look at Cain. After he failed to please God by giving his sacrifices, God asked him, "How come your face tone changed?" God pointed that out. It was because the anger in his heart came through his face. Face is a mirror of the heart. How is your face that you care about every single day in front of mirror? Is your face a bright and shining one? Or is it a face that is dark and hopeless? A light shining face is what a person looks like who went through the changes. I bless you in the name of Jesus, that your face will shine like the face of the Lord. Also, they saw the clothes of Jesus getting whiter. A fact that clothes got whiter in color means an external change took place. When it comes to faith, not only internal changes take place, but also the external changes take place. The Lord also said that if you see the fruit, you can see the quality of the tree. How could you have figure fruit from thistles? How could you have grapefruit from thorny trees? He asked. Power of Christians is not about the force, and it is not power because of numbers. It is power that makes the things tastier like salt, and it is power that gets rid of darkness like light. These kinds of changes make an impact in the world and spread holy grace. Because we have elders and deacons at our workplace, the atmosphere needs to be different and people need to love each other. People need to become happier. In a meeting, in a community, just because there are Christians, peace needs to be present. Christians need to be changed first, so that they carry out the role of being a letter of Christ to others. They serve a role of being salt and light. If salt loses its taste, then it would be thrown out. Also, if the light does not shine, then the value disappears. Clothes need to get whiter. Changes in life need to take place. Christians that have been changed need to differ from others in how they think, how they act and how they speak from others. This is what the Lord showed about the changes. The Lord is a model of changes. Disciples that experienced the changes could only hear about the voice of the Lord. Let us read verse 5. It says, "While he was still speaking, a bright cloud enveloped them, and a voice from the cloud said, 'This is my Son, whom I love, with him I am well pleased. Listen to him.'" What disciples heard was this: listen to the voice of the Lord only. In world, there are a lot of sounds. Out of these, there are sounds that we need to listen to and there are sounds that we should not listen to, as well. There are sounds that are life-giving and there are sounds that are not life-giving. There are sounds that give hope and there are sounds that make us to be depressed. We need to listen to sounds that we need really to listen to. Verse 5 says, "A voice from the cloud said, 'This is my Son, whom I love, with him I am well pleased. Listen to him.'" When they heard the voice of the Lord, all the worries disappeared. Verse 7 says, "But Jesus came and touched them. 'Get up,' he said. 'Don't be afraid.'" Where does fear come from? When we think that we are alone, we get to have anxiety and fear. So Isaiah, chapter 41, verse 10 says, "So do not fear, for I am with you; do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you; I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Voice of the Lord said, "Do not fear." It is a promise that the Lord will be with you. Where the Lord is, there is peace. When we pray, in a place that the Lord is, there is an answer. When we serve the Lord, in a place that the Lord is, there is a blessing. After the disciples heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Do not fear," all the anxiety and fear disappeared. We have things to fear about and there are things that make us to be worried. In fact, there are a lot of things like that in a world we live in. I bless you in the name of Jesus, that you will hear the voice of the Lord saying, "Do not fear in this world." The world we live in is like a Garden of Eden. There were three kinds of sounds in the Garden of Eden. We also hear these kinds of sounds endlessly in our lives in reality. First of all, there were sounds of Satan. It was a tempting sound. It was sound that made Eve to fall down. If we listen to the sound that Satan is trying to tempt us, our souls will die. The blessings will be destroyed. But Adam heard these sounds and fell down. Also, there were sounds of people that left away from faith. It is a sound of a person like Eve that left from God. Eve was tempted by Satan and lost faith. Adam heard the sound of Eve and Adam fell. When husband and wife are both living their lives as Christians, sometimes one slips away and at times one is having some time of trials. When one is having this kind of difficulty, the other one needs to help the other. One needs to encourage and uplift the other half. Otherwise, if they both slip away, they could become Adam of today. When it comes to faith, we should not be tied up by personal attachment or empathy. Also, there was sound of God. When we do things wrong, voice of God also comes to us. When Eve hid, the voice of God was there. "Where are you, Adam?" God looked for Adam. God asked Adam where he was. God knew where he was. "How come you think that you are able to get away from me?" God was trying to make him to repent and come back to him. Voice also comes along when we are committed in serving him. It is a voice that tries to give us grace and blessings with joy, thanksgiving and touching. Voice also comes along when we pray, as well. It is a voice that gets heard with an intention of giving us an answer. In the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve should have only heard the voice of God, but they heard the voice of Satan. Also, Adam heard the voice of Eve that left God. He ended up losing the blessings of Eden. The sound that was heard in Garden of Eden is something that can be heard in our lives in reality, endlessly. In such a chaotic world, we need to be able to listen to whispering voice of the Lord. We need to listen to the voice of the Lord only. Disciples that experienced the changes only listened to the voice of the Lord. I bless you in the name of Jesus, that you will tune in to listen to the voice of the Lord only. Disciples that went through changes could only see Jesus. Let us read verse 8. It says, "When they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus." Have a look at a person that experienced grace. Under the mountain, they argued with each other. Are you higher or am I higher than you? Were they not the disciples that used to be jealous and envious of each other? Were they not people that used to fight against each other? After these disciples experienced grace, they realized that the physical desires are actually about nothing and are valueless. They confessed that they can see no one except Jesus. This is what a person that experienced grace is like. People that experienced grace had different purpose and different ideas about life. They could only see Jesus. It is because they believed that there is life, a way, true rest and power in Jesus. In churches in Korea, only Jesus needs to be seen, but human beings are seen first of all. In a place where the aroma of the Lord should be, smell of the human beings is there. Why is that so? It is because the Lord cannot be seen. The eyesight of the spiritual eyes got darker and weaker. There are many churches out there that consume their spiritual energy unnecessarily by fighting against the people. They actually do not fight against the spiritual battle, which they should be doing, and they fight against the people, which they should not be doing. It is because they lost the ability to distinguish about what is right and wrong. A person that received grace can only see the Lord. A person that received grace thinks about the Lord only, honors the Lord only, and fixes the eyes upon the Lord only. It is not because there is no problem. There are a lot of problems, but they look at the strength of the Lord, who is mightier and way larger than the problem itself. So a person like this wins against anxiety and fear. Disciples that experienced changes wanted to live for the Lord only. Disciples that experienced the change confessed like this. Verse 4 says, "Peter said to Jesus, 'Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses and one for Elijah.'" People that used to live their lives only for themselves began to think of the Lord first. Have a look at our ancestors of faith. Because of the Lord, they were brutally persecuted, they had their houses taken away, they lost their work, but they did not change their love for the Lord. They became martyrs for the Lord, but their love for the Lord did not change at all. These were real Christians that truly loved the Lord. One day, a new church pastor was invited to one of the church's family's house. It was a house of a political leader and a well-respected couple. The couple was waiting for the pastor to arrive. A husband, who got home, asked his wife, "What did you say to the pastor?" She said, "The pastor asked me, 'Does Christ live in this house?' Pastor asked me this question twice. I honestly did not know what to say." Her husband began to frown. He asked her, "Why did you not say that we are well-respected people?" Wife answered, "He did not ask me about anything like that." Husband asked her, "Why did not say that we read the Bible and we pray a lot?" "Why did you not say that?" Wife answered again, "He did not ask me about anything like that." Husband became angrier and asked her, "Why did you not say that we attend church regularly?" Wife answered again, "He did not ask me about that, too." Wife answered and cried, "Pastor only asked me about this. Does Christ live in this household? Really, does Christ live in this household?" She said, "He only asked me about this. The couple felt so ashamed about how they wanted to show off their positions in society, fame, and they wanted to be seen as faithful Christians. They were churchgoers that did not experience changes, and they were ashamed about that fact. All night that night, they repented and cried. That is right. Actually, this question is for me and for ourselves. Does Christ live in your household? Does Christ live in my faith, in my character as an owner of my life? The Lord asks this question. My dear family in Christ, true grace turns out in real changes. Like the face of the Lord shone brightly and the clothes became even more whiter, our souls and spirits need to change and our lives need to also change. When we are like that, towards the world, we get to be like salt, and shine the light where it is dark. Also, we get to live lives as the witnesses of the Lord. Disciples that experienced the grace lived their lives as witnesses of the cross and salvation only. They told others that they need to really believe in Jesus with all their hearts, souls, minds and everything. That is right. What is the purpose of the Lord in coming here? He came to save the lost souls. He came to save lives, heal the sick and to solve the problems. He healed the sick, solved the problems, and all of these were done in order to save the lost souls. Have you experienced grace? Tell others about Jesus. I bless you in the name of Jesus, that you will be able to make a confession, that you are not able to see anything else but Jesus. Along with this confession, I bless you in the name of Jesus, that you will be witnesses of Jesus, that tell others about Jesus and testify Jesus. I pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.